Though the first dialogue session was boycotted by many of those against the amendments, it was not a political reality show where high-ranking officials could sit in the comfort of an echo chamber. Overall, it was marked by open, free airing of views. Most of what the attendees said was quite representative of the views of many members of society. To begin with, many speakers talked about the attacks carried out by men in white at Yuenlong on 21st of July and criticised the performance of the police. Skeptical about the scope of authority of the Independent Police Complaints Council, they demanded the establishment of an independent committee of inquiry. Some speakers mentioned the controversy over the disqualification of some people from legislative elections in recent years and the worry about the future of one country, two systems. As for Carrie Lam, she did take herself down a peg or two by admitting the disconnect between herself and the public, that she was out of touch with public sentiment and that she had not listened enough, giving the impression of being obstinate.